Find a Fable, Tell a Tale, A Story of Storytelling is the first exhibit curated by Amanda Hutz. Hutz is a senior majoring in folklore at IU with a focus on museum studies. Each of the objects that Hutz has assembled for the exhibit tells a story, if you look closely enough.
I feel like our connection to stories, in a way, have almost been, we've almost lost touch with them. And I really wanted to focus on how not only do we read stories, but we also experience them every day. And I really wanted to show that through the exhibit, specifically to children, so that they could learn that there are other ways to learn stories other than having them be read from a book.
A wooden coat hook from Afghanistan may at first seem like a totally functional object, but the intricate symbols that have been carved into the wood tell a story. They reveal the social status of its maker. There's a doll made by Hopi Indians that's used to teach correct behavior by showing what not to do. They're called Katsina dolls, and the one that's on display holds a slice of watermelon in his hand, symbolizing the vice of gluttony. The most eye-catching piece on display is the Alberleha, a creature that looks like something out of a bad LSD trip. The 3-foot-tall, papier-mâché figure is a nightmarish creature with horns, a long tongue sticking out grotesquely, its body swirling with garish colors.
This is an example of a personal narrative. He isn't a story that anyone would know just by looking at him unless they were affiliated with the story themselves.
The piece was made in the 1970s by a struggling Mexican artist who had vivid nightmares of being chased by horrible creatures.
He would have these terrible nightmares where he would just call out in his sleep and scream out, and nobody knew what to do, nobody knew how to take care of him. And one day he woke up from his ravings, and he said while he was asleep, he had these terrible, vivid nightmares about these creatures chasing after him that were these sort of half and half creatures. There was half cat, half butterfly, half dragon, half fish, half just all these crazy mixed animals that were chasing him, and they would just scream, Alberleha, Alberleha, and they would just chase after him. And he was always running away from them, but they kept getting closer and closer and closer. And he kept having these nightmares after he regained his strength. And the only way he felt that he could cope with his fear was by expressing himself artistically through his nightmares. And since he was an artist, he kind of just did it, and it eased his fears, and he put them in his shop, not really thinking that anyone would buy them, but a passerby saw it and was amazed by it and bought it. And actually, they're really popular with tourists now, and the whole town makes their money by creating these creatures, and it's actually a family business now, and each character holds some sort of significance to his nightmare.
Hutz found the Alberleha by chance while looking for other pieces in the Mathers Museum's collection room.
This is collections.
The cavernous room in the building's basement is where the museum stores the thousands of objects from around the world that make up its collection.
It's kind of scary down here. And so I was wandering around by myself in this low light, and I came across the chicken dragon over here next to a skeleton and a skull, which is very frightening, but exciting at the same time because I found an object I wanted to use.
Find a Fable, Tell a Tale, A Story of Storytelling is on exhibit at the Mathers Museum through December 20th. The museum is on Indiana Avenue between 8th and 9th Streets. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.